Katie Giacovelli is in the studio, by the way. I got your name. And then get the cleaver out on that and butch it. But, Katie, this is how you do it. Because people say, well, you grilled inside, you grilled the steak on a flat. What you do is you get a pan nice and hot, you sear it real quick.
Okay.
And then you throw it on, like, your griddle in your kitchen. Cook it for about 5.5 minutes on each side. Delicious. I really nailed it.
I'll probably remember that.
I probably ate 2 pounds of steak last night, and it was disgusting. I was just like, ugh. And then you just feel all logy, and you start sweating the meat out, and you smell like a well-done steak.
Yeah.
That was my life last night. So tell everybody what you're here for today, Katie.
Okay, I'm here to tell everybody that tomorrow night at the Tramontane Cafe, which is 1105 Lincoln Ave in Utica, the first Utica Firefly Storytelling Showcase will be happening. So if you would like to tell your story, it could be funny. It could be sad, it could be scary, whatever you want to do. Come in and put your name in a hat, and if it's drawn at random, you get to showcase your storytelling skills. So, and yeah.
I think this is a pretty cool, down at the Tram, as it's popular known,
yes,
because everybody the messes tram. Up the name Tramontane.
Like you did earlier.
Right. Yeah, I got it right. Down at the Tram, there's a lot of offbeat kind of things like
there
this
is,
that
definitely.
Happen.
I mean, this is like the first time they're doing it in Utica that I know of. We're trying to kind of see if we can get some interest out there. The tickets will be $8 in advance. It's limited seating, so get your tickets as soon as possible. The doors open at 7, so they're going to be shutting down the cafe at around 7:45.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know, but they need it quiet for the storytellers. And then you come in and tell a story, and it actually was created by two lovely gentlemen, Ryan Miller and Jeff Storm. So they're nice enough to bring it to Utica, and Robin and Garrett at the Tram were nice enough to hold it. So it should be a good time.
What's up with all the bruises, by the way?
I know. I worked the tattoo expo.
Oh, my God.
I knew you were going to say something about it.
You just got beat up in the parking lot or something.
I was doing sound for the tattoo expo in Herkimer, so.
What are you guys, starting a fight?
No, I got roughed up a little bit, you know.
Jeez.
I know. It's all good,
You work out,
though.
Kid? You look pretty muscular. Oh, my God.
It's all good.
Jeez, that better be a good interview, then. You beat my... Anyway, I was just wondering. I was like, wow, she's
Yeah, I know.
Up.
I know. But it's nice. I have to wear a t-shirt. I can't wear long sleeves.
I know. It's actually nice out. So, now, is there a time limit on the stories?
More than 5 minutes, but no more than 10, because we want to get more people, obviously.
And that's in that gray area.
And if you have to tell a story longer than that, then come on.
Yeah.
You know.
Write a book, right?
write a book.
If you have a story longer than 10 minutes, write a book. I hate people that have these stories. And then they, as they're talking, they make comparisons to, like, everything they're talking
about.
They
jump around back and forth. Oh, I forgot to tell you this. Yeah, none of that.
And then it's just like, oh. So it's got to be kind of a well-thought-out story.
Well-thought-out, and no props, no notes, nothing. Just up there. Free form, and you just go.
If I wanted a cup of coffee as my prop, could I have that?
I guess so.
Because I like it's dramatic effect, like.
Oh, you know, take a sip, you know. Yeah, so maybe. But it might be considered a prop.
On a stormy night in November. Are they drinking coffee? And, you know, my coffee today was a little off. I drink about a pot of coffee during the show, which is not very healthy. And I made it this morning. I get in, I make it, and I'm like, yeah, it's delicious. And then I'm like, I put the powder creamer in. So I'm putting in the powder, and it's not dissolving. I'm, like, stirring it, and Big Papa down at Kiss, he's down the hall. He's like, I'm like, man, Gary, is there something wrong with the coffee creamer today? Because it's not, like, dissolving. He goes, yeah, it's weird. So I'm stirring it, and it looks like clotted milk in there. It's very off-putting. So I was like, ugh. And then I figured out I didn't turn the warmer on the coffee pot, so the coffee's not warm. Because I'm like, man, this is cold already. So the coffee isn't warm enough to melt it, so... I had my new intern, Patrick, out there, who's fantastic, go down and throw it in the microwave. I'm like, yeah, just about throw it out in about 40 seconds. 6 minutes later, he comes in. Now it's scalding hot. He goes, I microwaved it for a minute and a half.
But see, you could come out and tell stories.
That would be my story.
That would be your story.
I would stretch it out.
You
so
would stretch
it.
Yeah.
So I came in one Tuesday morning in my studio at the top of the Adirondack Bank building. No, so what kind of stories do you know people are going to tell?
I'm not sure exactly, but I know some people who have mentioned, I'm thinking about telling this story. Very funny stories, obviously.
Yeah.
Some serious, sad, kind of make you feel guilty stories.
Yeah.
But other than that, it'll just kind of be a wide variety of stories.
And it has to be no longer than 5 minutes, but no longer than 10. So 5 to 10 minutes is usually.
And no props.
No props. No notes. It's got to be all off the top of your coconut.
That's what it is to be a storyteller. You have to be captivating.
You know, I wish... you know, pre-literate society, that was how they
exactly.
passed their information
mm-hmm.
with storytellers. And I think, do you remember the show? It was a Jim Hansen show back, maybe early 90s, late 80s. It was called The Storyteller.
I think I do.
It was on Netflix. It's on Netflix now, thank God. It used to be my favorite. It was kind of like scary. It was like,
yeah.
Muppet, and they would tell, it would be like,
I do remember that. Yes, yes.
It used to be my favorite story. But, you know, I think that the art of storytelling has been lost these days.
It has. I mean, because you can just go on the internet
yeah.
or watch a movie. But
yeah.
to actually watch somebody and have them hold your attention, that's tough.
Now, I can only imagine the atmosphere. The lights will be dimmed at the Tramontane
sure,
Cafe.
I'm sure, it'll be really quiet.
Some incense burning, some of that.
I don't know about that.
No,
maybe. You
maybe,
never know.
Maybe, yeah. A big log fire going on
I'll
in the middle.
I'll talk to Robin about that.
Yeah, you know, just get one of those portable fire pits in there.
There you go.
Open a couple windows. It'll be all right.
Exactly.
No, but the tram's a great place. And what are some other events that they've done down there?
They do a lot of music events on Fridays and Saturdays. They just had Jay Schnitt was there.
Shout out Jay Schnitt.
Yeah, I know.
He's great.
He is great.
He
I
is.
Couldn't see him because I was at the Tattoo
yeah.
Expo. You know, Ryan Miller does play there.
Shout out Ryan Miller.
The Swordfish Trombones, which is a Tom Waits tribute band.
Really?
And if you don't know, now you know.
I do know
so,
now. I didn't know that.
Be on the lookout for that.
That's
so
pretty sweet.
They do a lot of cool things. They have the a poetry reading every, like, once a month. They do, John Keller does a series every Wednesday, first Wednesday of every month. I think that is. I'm probably wrong. Robin's going to
yeah,
kill me.
That's
but,
right.
So they do, brings in local musicians. So it's really great.
Yeah.
So if you haven't been there, you need to stop down.
You know, and I think that, and I hate to keep tooting the Tramontane Cafe's
Go
horn
ahead, though. It's
on
cool.
Lincoln Ave. It's I think that epitomizes what they want to do with that district.
Exactly.
And they call it the Art District.
Yes.
That place is so uniquely Utica
mm-hmm.
that you'll never find it anywhere else. And it's very artsy.
It is very artsy.
And I know the Utica Beard Council holds their meetings down there.
I'm a member.
You're a member of the
I'm
Beard
a member.
Council. You know, I have got to get in it.
I have
love,
a. You, I know you
I
have
love
a beard.
My beard.
You got a nice little beard going
I have a,
there.
I have a glorious beard. I've had a beard since I was 17 years old in high school, probably younger than that. And I only shave it for special occasions, like my job interview for here. I
See,
shaved.
That's not
I
right,
had to
though.
Shave it.
We have appreciation
I know,
for the beards.
I know, but it was out of control. Like,
okay.
My last toy drive, I like to grow my beard for the toy drive.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me look ruggeder, you know, like more homeless than
yeah.
you know I really should look. So I grew it out for about 2.5 months, and it was glorious. I mean, it was full
See?
And rich. And then finally, I was like, okay, I got to trim it down, and I went, so I turned it into a cop mustache with some lamb chops.
Well, see, that's cool, too.
That was cool. I know. I think the Utica Beer Council is awesome.
Well, you should become a member.
I like them on Facebook.
I'm telling you. There you go.
Shirt.
You like them on Facebook.
I need a shirt. I saw their shirts came in, and they were really
yeah,
sweet.
Yeah, I should have rocked my shirt today.
You should have. You should have. So, so you have a story for us?
I do have a story, and it's clean, like I told you, so that's good.
Okay, what set it up for us. Is
all
it
right.
a setup, or you just get
well,
right into it?
I'll just get right into
okay.
it. It's not, it was 100% true, which all I forgot to tell
How
you
How do you
that.
Verify 100% true
Well,
story?
It has to be true. I mean,
yeah.
you can't just make up a story. So the story has to be true, so if you come in and you have a made up story, no one's really going to care.
Yeah.
That's not the point.
Right.
So this is 100% true, although it's not my personal story, but it's a friend of a friend.
So and you could tell a friend of a friend's story
yeah.
if you want.
Just has to be 100% true.
Okay.
That's all.
You need water? You got any?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right.
So I went to school in Long Island. So my best friend at the time, she still is from Manhattan. And she called me up one day. She's like, I got to tell you this great story. So her friend was working, and her boss called her up and said, hey, listen. I'm going away for a month. I need you to dog sit. She's like, oh, yeah, no problem. And she had, you know, dog sat before. And she said, you know, just the dog needs to eat at this time, needs to be taken to the dog park at this time. So just if you have any questions, give me a call. And now this is a medium-sized dog. So you figure like 45 to 50 pounds dog. So she said, no problem.
I was just practicing. I was just preparing you for
See, they might kill you for that.
Okay,
you know?
I'm sorry. All right, keep going.
So she leaves for her vacation for a month, and, you know, she's doing everything she was told. First week, dog dies. She's like, oh, man. So she calls her boss, and she's like, listen, I'm really sorry. You know, your dog died. She goes, oh, don't worry about it. It was an older dog. It was bound to happen. You know, can you do me a favor? Can you get it cremated? Now, you got to remember, we're in Manhattan, so it's not like you can just dump a dog on the side of the road. So not that you'd want to anyway, but
yeah, obviously.
So she's like, no problem. I'll make the appointment and I'll, you know, get the dog cremated. She's like, okay. So she hangs up the phone. So now she's like, I don't have a car, so I got to take the subway. So how am I going to get this dog to this appointment on the subway? So she has some old suitcase that she had around her house. She's like, all right. So she puts a dead dog in the suitcase, closes it up, and she goes down to the subway. She gets to the subway. She's on the platform. Like I said, it's about a 50-pound dog. She's having a little trouble getting it into the subway, and this nice gentleman comes over and says, oh, ma'am, let me help you with that. She's like, oh, thank you so much. Meanwhile, she's like, I got a dead dog in my suitcase right now. He goes, oh, my goodness, what is in this suitcase? And she's like, ah, just some stuff for work, you know, some electronics, you know, nothing major. And he goes, oh, okay. So he brings it in. Sits down, the guy and her talk the entire ride, and she's like, oh, I got a dead dog in the suitcase, you know, what if something happens? And he's very nice to her, so she's like, oh, good, my stop's in like two stops. Her stop's coming up, she stands up, and all of a sudden the guy gets up, decks her in the face, and steals the suitcase. Knocks her out cold. So now she wakes up, and she's got no suitcase, she's got a huge black eye, she calls her boss, and she's like, listen, I am so sorry, I just got knocked out on the subway and somebody stole your dead dog in a suitcase. So she's like, dude, don't even worry about it.
And
so
that's
yeah,
the story.
And that's my story.
Yay,
all right. And 100% true.
So she got punched in the face?
Punched in the face, like out cold.
That's why you shouldn't live in the city, folks.
No, that's not why.
That's not, that's exactly
there's other
why.
Reasons.
Well, yeah, there sure is. That's for sure. That's
yeah.
a good story.
It is. I
that
mean,
was
you don't
a good
expect
story.
It. I actually met her. After her eye had
yeah.
healed, but it was just, I couldn't look at her the same.
That's funny. That is, and that's what it's all about down at the tram.
That's what it's all about.
Now, do you have to sign? you threw me off there. Who puts a dead dog in a suitcase?
Well, what are you going to do? She didn't have a car.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
So it was probably one of those old-fashioned suitcases, you know, put it in a garbage bag and kind of
imagine going through like a security checkpoint with a dead dog in your suitcase.
Well, imagine what that guy must have thought when he opens it up. Like, yes.
Yeah, dead dog. Oh,
know,
man. I can
what
eat
was
tonight.
Wrong with that
yeah.
lady? Yeah. So.
Why would you put a dog in a suitcase?
I thought I was stealing something valuable.
Yeah. I was hoping for her underwear or something. whatever. Weird guy say like that. I don't know. Anyway, so do you have to register beforehand or day of?
Like I said, you buy your tickets beforehand, $8. You show up at 7, put your name in a hat if you want to tell the story. They pick them at random. And if you're lucky enough to get picked, then you can go up and showcase.
And what time does it start at?
It starts promptly at 8.
Promptly
at 8. We like to start things on time.
Well, I could assume so, yeah. So you got to keep the stories rolling.
Exactly.
And it's at the Tramontane Cafe, and it's right on the corner of Lincoln. What's the other
and
street?
And Hart.
Lincoln and Hart.
Yeah.
That's a weird kind of intersection
it
going down that way.
It is a little funny.
Maybe they need a roundabout there.
Nah, I don't think so.
And Tramontane Cafe is really the model of what they want to do down in that district with the Arts District. They're calling it the Arts District, and it's very artsy in there.
Yes.
Delicious soup.
Oh, I know.
They have the best spicy peanut soup I've ever had in my life.
I'm allergic to nuts, so I can't.
Oh, really? That's no way to live life.
I'm the corn chowder.
That's good, too, delicious. Though. Whenever the guys in the office get it from there, I'm jealous because my mouth waters. But
there you go.
It's a great place down there, Tramontane Cafe, and stop in, say hi to Robin and the rest of the crew, and get down there tomorrow. 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
And when are you guys gonna set a time limit?
It's probably
gonna
go to around like 11 o'clock ish.
That's a good night. It's better than a movie. $8, right?
$8. Funny stories, sad stories, make you cry, make you laugh, make you pee your pants.
Make you pee your pants. I like it. Katie Giacovelli, thank you so much for coming in. And it's tomorrow night at the Tramontane Cafe. And you can find the Tramontane Cafe all over the internet, especially on Facebook. Get there and click the like button and tell Robin you heard it here.
Exactly.
Tell Robin you said I heard it on Mark Piersma's show, Talk of the Town, on 95.5. So we're going to have I want to try to get down there.
You should.
I really am going to try to get down there. I don't know if there's any meetings tomorrow night I have to go to. God, I hope
Excuses.
Not. I got to go all these council meetings and town meetings.
Yeah.
Man, you're really getting on me today. I've got to be nice to you, though, because you probably look like you could beat me up a little.
I think I could.
I got thin wrists. That's why I don't work out. Look out. Yeah, okay. Keep showing off. It's making me feel even worse. Arthur Lieber is going to tell us why Obama has it wrong on education when we come back. It's Talk of the Town with Mark Piersma on 95.5 FM WUTQ.
Talk radio has finally come to FM, the Talk of the Town with Mark Piersma. 95.5 FM, WUTQ. More facts, less fox.